where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Omgenonk First Nation is asking people to stay away from the band office and the ballpark due to high benzene levels. The advisory was issued this afternoon, shortly after INEOS Styrolution sent out a notification. The plant says there may be temporary spikes of greater than 12.5 parts per billion as they progress through the current stages of unit shutdown. Lambton OPP have charged a 40-year-old driver from Sarnia with disobeying a stop sign after a crash in the city's industrial area this morning. Police responded to the two-vehicle crash at Plank Road and Highway 40 just before 8:30. No injuries were reported. Honda is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant next to its Alliston assembly plant. The company is retooling its assembly plant to produce fully electric vehicles. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland highlighted the significance of today's announcement.
This is the largest investment Honda has ever made in North America, and we are so proud that it is happening here. We are so proud you have chosen Canada.
It's part of a $15 billion project expected to include up to $5 billion in public money. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. A facilities master plan is in the works to address Sarnia Police facility needs. The Police Services Board voted in favor of sending the results from a needs study to the joint project team looking at the issue. The studies found that the police headquarters needs about $4.5 million in outstanding repairs to bring the building to code and that the site lacks critical facilities. Sarnia Police Chief Derek Davis says he's happy there's going to be an informed conversation.
I don't know what the outcome will be, but our job is to inform our board, and our board has clearly informed our civic partners. And then I look forward to all those stakeholders coming together and hopefully working out whatever solution might be mutually agreeable to everyone.
The joint team will start looking at solutions immediately, and then the master plan will be created. A Rocky the Snake cleanup is being held on Sunday. Volunteers are asked to gather north of the Blue Water Bridge from 11 until 3. Wendy Marston, who started the public display, says you don't have to bring anything because paint, clear coat, and paintbrushes have been donated.
We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have juice boxes, water, treats for the kids. I've hired a woman to do tattoos for 2 hours for the kids. It's just going to be a fun day.
Marston says they plan to form Rocky back into a snake on Sunday and hope he stays that way so they can try to break a record in the fall. And Under the Sun, Moon, and Stars is the theme of this year's Mac Night at Northern High School. The annual event, hosted by the school's student-led Multicultural Awareness Committee, features food booths serving dishes from around the world, including China, India, Iran, Pakistan, and Colombia. Food sales began at 5, and entertainment kicks off at 7. Mainly clear skies tonight, low minus 1, sunny tomorrow on a southeast wind, high 18 degrees. Cloudy Saturday, a 70% chance of showers and windy, high 21, and a mix of sun and cloud Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, high 24 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.